Pope John Paul II today addressed his largest crowd ever in his native Poland. Police said more than 2 million people came to hear the pontiff celebrate Mass in a large meadow outside Krakow, the city where he lived for 4 decades. The Pope got a rapturous welcome from his countrymen. In turn, he painted a bleak picture of the modern world and urged them to follow strict Catholic morals. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports from Krakow.
The crowd of pilgrims came from all over Poland, and they began gathering early this morning at Błonie Field. Young and old, scouts with backpacks, nuns, and priests waved yellow and white flags, the color of the Vatican. As John Paul approached the altar on a mobile platform, the crowd sang the hymn, "Poland Loves You." The ailing pontiff, who is on his 9th visit home, was visibly moved and invigorated by the cheering crowds. He endured the 3-hour ceremony, and at the end he continued to exchange ad-libbed remarks with the crowd. Poles consider John Paul their national hero, the man who inspired them to rise against the former communist rulers. And they were waiting to hear his words of comfort at a time when Poland is undergoing the most severe economic crisis since it took the path toward free market reforms a decade ago. But in his homily, John Paul, speaking through a translator, raised the specter of what he called the mystery of iniquity, which he said continues to pervade the world.
Frequently, man lives as if God did not exist, and even puts himself in God's place. He claims for himself the Creator's right to interfere in the mystery of human life. He wishes to determine human life and establish the limit of this, of death, through genetic manipulation.
The Pope added that modern man openly attacks the family in rejecting divine law and moral principles. John Paul was speaking today in the same field where he delivered a historic speech in 1979 on his first visit home as Pope. That speech is widely seen as having contributed to the collapse of communism. And in what may have been an echo of that occasion, the Pope today urged his countrymen to defend once again the freedom of their nation. He said this was necessary because today different forces, often under the guidance of a false ideology of freedom, are trying to take over this land.
When the noisy propaganda of liberalism, freedom without truth or responsibility, grows stronger in our country too, the shepherds of the church cannot fail to proclaim the one fail-proof philosophy of freedom, which is the truth of the cross of Christ.
Later, Vatican spokesman Joaquin Navarro-Valls was asked by reporters whether John Paul was expressing his opposition to Poland's integration into a European Union, which conservative Polish Catholics consider too secular and materialistic. Navarro said the Pope is in no way opposed to the European Union, but he referred specifically to the Assembly now drawing up a European-wide constitution.
Il Papa però pensa che cancellare de una interpretazione dell'Europa.
The Pope, Navarro said, believes that ignoring the role of religion in the construction of a broader European Union is not only a very serious injustice, but also an enormous historical mistake. John Paul has repeatedly urged the framers of the European Constitution to formally recognize the importance of religion and Europe's Christian roots. Many European politicians, however, oppose this on the grounds of separation between church and state. Many also fear that such a formal acknowledgement could prove divisive in a continent which is becoming home to more and more non-Christian immigrants. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Krakow.